This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
Well, what happened to the search for the cure? What happened to raising all the money for pink ribbons, Susan Komen? People, it's all BS.
The Health Ranger Report.
They don't want a cure. They don't want to even prevent it. They want more people to have cancer because that's how they make money.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
So just for the record, the world is not going to end this Saturday. You know, there's been a lot of talk about Bible prophecy and so on. And a guy, I think his name is Meade, who has been predicting things about September 23rd. And I've even covered this. There's a lot of interest in September 23rd. And there is something happening. I don't know, the Virgo constellation in the sky with the sun behind her head and the moon at her feet and planet Jupiter. There is some interesting, you know, constellation stuff happening, but I'm pretty sure that you're going to wake up Sunday morning and you're going to still be here on planet Earth with dealing with the same damn problems you had on Saturday. All right. So there's no giant cosmic erasing of all of the problems that we're dealing with in society today. You know, not going to happen. I realize that some people kind of wish it would happen. And, you know, there's talk in Bible prophecy, I believe, about the rapture, you know, and end times and revelations, and also people being left behind. And I'm no expert in this area, but I'm pretty sure, at least from what I've seen so far, or what I've heard people talking about, isn't it the bad people that are left behind and the good people that go somewhere else? Is that, or do I have that backwards? Are the good people left behind and the bad people are taken? Again, this is not my area of expertise, but somebody goes and somebody stays. Now, I don't think that's going to happen either. I think that come Sunday morning, you're going to be here on Earth. You, as a good person, you're going to be dealing with the same assholes that that were here on Friday. You know, Monday morning, you go to work, it's the same assholes that were there on Friday. There's not going to be a giant cosmic asshole cleansing of the planet, you know, sadly, because that would actually be a great thing. What if we could wave a magic wand and just have like all assholes leave together day? You know, wouldn't that be great? If that's the way, I'm not sure what the prophecy says. But the point is that it's not going to happen. So a lot of people, you know, they try to set dates. And a lot of predictions. There was this whole thing in 2012. And if you look at my articles on Natural News, during the run-up to, I think it was December 12th. Wasn't it 12-12-2012, or was it December 5th? I don't remember. But in the run-up to that day, I kept telling people, nothing's going to happen. There's no magical cosmic solution that's going to unfold just because the calendar reads 12/12/12, you know, you can get into numerology all you want. It doesn't dictate what's actually going to happen in the universe. That was my point in this whole thing. So I'm essentially saying the same thing right now. And I understand there are higher powers. I understand there's divine, you know, there is a God, there is consciousness, there is, you know, I mean, our universe had to have been created by an intelligent intention, because the entire cosmos came from nothing. You know, the Big Bang, as it's called, had to be created by something. It didn't just happen spontaneously without cause. Surely you don't believe in a universe without cause and effect, right? It's a tenet of basic science, cause and effect. So how can we have the existence of everything unless there was a cause behind it? So I get it. You know, there's a divine consciousness, there's a design to the origins of the entire cosmos. There is, you know, there's a higher intelligence than us here. But that doesn't mean that, you know, Planet X, or what's it called, Nibiru, is going to crash land. You know, or whatever is being predicted. I don't even know all the details, but I hear these terms thrown around like Planet X and Nibiru and September 23rd. I hear that all the time. I don't think anything's going to be different, frankly. Again, I think you're going to wake up Sunday morning and you're going to go, well, here we are, same planet, you know, same people, same problems. You're still going to have the fake news media. Planet X isn't going to wipe out CNN. You know what I mean? You're going to be dealing with the same problems. Oh, we still have Big Pharma. We still have the psychiatric drugging of children. We still have mercury in the vaccines. And I think believing in God, as I do, I think God wants us to work through the problems. I don't think God wants to just have a wave a magic wand moment and solve all our problems for us. And here you are, you know, because you believed in me, we're going to solve all your problems for you. I don't think that's the way God works. I think God has put you here as a test and that you need to work through the problems yourself. It's not going to be a magical day where all your problems disappear. You're going to have to work through these problems, which means, you know, September 23rd, the world is not ending. And you're probably not leaving, and your enemies are not leaving, you know, your problems are not leaving. You're going to have to deal with it Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and on and on. And I think if you have that attitude, that's a healthier attitude. Don't put all your eggs in this basket thinking, doesn't matter, you know, party on Friday because Saturday the world ends. No, I don't think that's going to happen. And the good thing about making this prediction is if I'm wrong, nobody knows because the world ends anyway. See, it's a sure thing. It's a sure bet. You can make this prediction. If you're wrong, doesn't matter because the whole world has ended. So anyway, I don't think that's going to happen. And I think the people that are predicting these very specific dates are going to be, you know, going to have egg on their face. Going to have to make an omelet on Sunday morning with the egg on their face. Like shove their face into a hot pan, make an omelet, you know, it's going to be very, very embarrassing, you know, to think that the world's going to end on September 23rd. I mean, there will be some interesting stuff happening in the cosmos. The constellations are going to be there. Obviously that's straight physics and that's constellations. No question about that. It's very interesting stuff. Only happens every few thousand years. Doesn't mean a giant planet X is going to crash into Earth or whatever's being predicted. Now, if I'm wrong, well, we're all screwed anyway. So, or maybe half of us are screwed. I don't know. I'm not even sure which half, but my guess is we're still going to be here. So anyway, I guess we'll find out. You can check out one of my websites, prophecy.news, which has covered this prediction in the past. I'm pretty sure prophecy.news will still be here come next week. If I'm wrong, then whatever. My name is Mike Adams. The Health Ranger. You can hear more of my podcast at healthrangerreport.com. And I'm not going anywhere. I'm not going anywhere on Saturday. I'm going to be here Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, next week, next month, next year. I'll keep bringing you news as I can. And we'll try to solve our problems together. How's that sound? Thanks for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that. because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality, so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.